Welcome back to Living Lab Radio. I'm Heather Goldstone. We already knew there was water on Mars, but a new analysis shows there is a lot of water on Mars and pinpoints where it is. The U.S. Geological Survey has published a paper in the journal Science saying that there's ice under a third of the surface of Mars. Some of the ice is just a few feet below the surface, while other deposits are under 300 feet of rocks and dust. This is important news you can use for those who are working to put humans on the red planet in the next 10 or so years. USGS scientist Colin Dundas is the lead author of the study, and he joins me now. Welcome to Living Lab Radio.
Thanks for having me.
There's been evidence of water on Mars before. The Phoenix lander actually confirmed one shallow deposit that contains about as much water as Lake Superior, you know, a decade or so ago. How much does this new work change our estimates of how much water is on Mars?
So this doesn't really change our estimate of the total amount of water. What it really does is give us a better sense of the three-dimensional structure. So we've had some sense of where it's located on a map view for a while, but with this finding, we can see really a lot of detail, the vertical structure of the ice, that it begins quite shallowly and extends down over 100 meters in places.
You say you can see it. This is a set of images from a satellite, essentially, right? What exactly is the evidence that you have?
That's right. We're using mostly images from the high-rise camera on board the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. It's a very high-resolution imager. We get about 25 centimeters per pixel, and we were able to find locations where there are steep slopes that cut through the ice, and that lets us see a cross-section.
So you're looking at kind of at pictures of a cliff. How does that tell you that what you're looking at, that one of those stripes, one of those layers in the cliff is water ice, not some other kind of ice, or how pure that water is?
So we've confirmed that it was water ice using data from the CRISM spectrometer on the same spacecraft. That tells us that it's water ice, although there is also CO2 ice or dry ice in the winters. And we're able to see the vertical structure and the layering pretty clearly there. And we also have looked at data from the Sherrod radar as well.
I mean, understanding this is pretty new data, how does knowing this three-dimensional structure, kind of where the layers of water are in the planet, does that give us any sense of how this water formed?
Yes. So with the layering and the great thickness, the over 100 meters of ice, this points to the ice having formed as snow that was eventually compacted, but snow that fell in the geologically recent times within millions of years.
So essentially glaciers on the, that would have been at that point on the surface of the planet.
Right. The specific places that we've looked at have probably flowed some amount, not a huge amount. In other places on Mars, there's evidence for more glaciation, but it's been hard to say, for instance, how close the glaciers are to the surface and how much debris is on top of them.
I'm talking with U.S. Geological Survey scientist Colin Dundas about new work showing the structure of water ice on Mars. There are eight sites that you've found where there are large ice deposits. Do we think that those are the only places, or are these just the only places where we can see them because they stick out at the edges of these cliffs?
These are just the locations where we can see the ice. The ice is pretty widespread, we think, but it's at these specific locations where there are these steep cuts through the ice that let us see the cross sections. And there may even be more of that type of exposure as well that we haven't found yet.
Does this new understanding of where the ice is, how close it is to the surface, how thick it is in different places, might that inform, say, where we would land a human mission to Mars to try to be close to one of these big reserves?
Using ice as a resource for humans or robotic exploration is something that's been discussed a fair amount. I think it may be too soon to say exactly how these findings will play out in those considerations, but I'm sure it's something that the people who are studying that process will be interested to use.
I mean, is this water that humans could drink?
We don't know exactly how pure it is. It's certainly almost entirely ice, but whether there are small amounts of contaminants, there's certainly some small amount of dust in there.
Well, and the total amount, I mean, even if it seems like a lot of water compared to what we've been thinking perhaps is on Mars, it's like a millionth of the amount of water that's on Earth. So is this actually enough water to really help sustain humans? I mean, we're not necessarily talking about sending, you know, 7 or 9 billion humans to Mars, but is this really a useful resource for humans going to Mars?
In terms of useful, that's to be decided by exactly how it's used. But there's plenty of water ice on Mars. We've known that for a while. In addition to the ice in the mid-latitudes that we've been studying, there are also thick layered deposits at the poles, which are similar to the size of the Greenland ice cap.
Wow. My guest is Colin Dundas of the U.S. Geological Survey. He's the lead author of a new study showing the structure of the water ice on Mars in at least 8 different locations. Just kind of a theoretical question. I mean, if we went to Mars and there's all this water there that we might want to use, whether it's for drinking or growing plants, or even one idea has been to use it to split it into hydrogen and oxygen and make rocket fuel. If we were to mine this ice and, you know, melt it all and use it in some way, what would that do to the planet of Mars? I mean, does that shift its weight in any meaningful way, change its gravity, change how it spins?
I think that digging up and using all the ice would certainly be a major undertaking. It's quite widespread, but I think that we're a long way from the point of thinking of digging it all up and using it. So in terms of the direct effects, I think that's too soon to say anything about that.
I mean, besides using the water, could we learn from these ice deposits? I mean, we use glaciers and ice here on Earth to learn about our past climate. If we were to go drill into these ice deposits, are there things we could learn about the history of Mars?
Potentially. The future exploration of these or other ice deposits will have to be decided by NASA and other space agencies. But studying this type of ice certainly can tell us about the history and the conditions that allowed it to be deposited. And for instance, the observations that we've made and the signs of layering tell us about snowfall in geologically recent times.
So how different was Mars when these ice deposits were laid down?
It wouldn't have been a warm, wet paradise or anything like that, but it would have been possibly a little warmer and more water vapor in the atmosphere, enough to actually condense out and give you a significant amount of snow, as opposed to the traces of water ice that we get today.
With this picture that we have now of the three-dimensional structure of water ice on Mars, or a partial picture, where do you go from here? What's the next question, and how do we start figuring out a more complete picture of the water ice on Mars?
Yeah, I think that we and others in the science community will have to start placing our results in context to see both what's unique about the locations that we've studied and what's more generally true and applies to ice and other places on the planet. And I think that fitting that together and placing that context together will help us understand ice on Mars.
That's USGS scientist Colin Dundas. He's the lead author of a paper showing the three-dimensional structure of massive ice deposits on Mars. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me.